as we evolve in our practice and perspective or way we play, way we improvise and discover what to explore, there's a breakthrough occurring where we simply don't want to do what we've done before. We don't want to practice these things we used to practice because we felt we need to, because it's a part of a tradition of proving oneself, satisfying a particular history, which is no longer relevant for us. At the time it gave us the leverage we needed to, you know, to develop our technique, our versatility as a musician. But now the process has changed, and similar to other artists, painters who make a decisive break from what became conventional pictorial means and there's a reason, there's a perception, there's a breakthrough, a decisive freedom and release into other levels of expression. And the further we go into this, there can come a contradiction within us when, through our society, we need to return to the conventional means. When our body no longer holds the physique for a particular style and versatility in such way of hearing, relating that it is. And what do we do about that? And we need to go further because that's our art. It's our life. And there's a period in life where some things fit and other things don't. We grow out of them, like clothes. Like homes and mental states, friends. And we have to stay at it. The important thing is not to be weak. We have to be decisive and clear in what we're doing. With our sword, cutting through the brambly forest. And accepting our organic limitation at the time, and knowing it's a reflection of our body's place and process in the space of existential perspective on the needs of exploration to make what one may think of as music, but no longer fits the prescribed model of something that caters to what we think others want it to become. And we extend our body into the release. It's important to stay at it and be diligent and giving the flesh its time, because there is a well-being, a fitness, so to say, body's adaptability to the practice that connects us to the availability we want as improvisers. Our research is our responsibility to ourselves, and our relationship with ourselves is on display. We can never escape from our own integrity and choice. Facing these breakthroughs, we can how we affiliate with our consciousness, what has to happen? Are we here to prove something? Or just discover and unveil something? Allow something to unfold honestly. Rather than vehicles of conventional limitation for us in our practice and how we see what we do, access what we do, and break it open strongly, like so many painters did too. Strip it apart, see things from a different wavelength. Just be so honest. everyone has their own signature in reality. Just opening up to that more and more. Staying creating, staying connected to the creating.